Yeah.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. President. Well, I just thought that was a fine day today.
Thank you, sir.
After having breakfast with the Speaker, my God, he had me hanging crazy. We're going to lose.
He's gloomy, Mr. President.
He's
unnecessarily gloomy.
I tell you, your letter was most effective, and I was sorry to rush that into you. Let me say this. I'm going to wait till the conference is over.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to write every member of the House and Senate that supported this and thank them for it.
That's great.
Because they you know what I mean? In the end, I think they're going to look good. But, gee, these guys, I know what they're up against. Heck, they want to vote for something. They want to be on the side of getting out. They're catching hell from home.
And Common Cause really cranked up on this one, too, Mr. President. They worked over the weekend. They had a kind of a whip organization. They tried to get people here. And so we were up against things. But your letter was very effective. Members got your letter on some of them Friday afternoon, some of them Saturday morning. A number of them mentioned to me that the personal letter from the president signed to RN was very, very persuasive, and they're duplicating it and sending it to their constituents, so that was most helpful. And your congressional relations team, Clark McGregor, accepted, did a fine job too, Mr. President.
I know they did. Look, tonight, did you have some suggestions? I haven't seen them here as to who ought to be called on. I thought,
well, Mr. President, I think Jerry Ford would be just fine.
Who else?
Well, you know, some of the original members, John Jackson and Glenn would be most appreciative. With Thruston, an original member, it seems to me he is
sure.
President. Thruston
sure.
would love to be called on by you.
All right.
And you can tell him you're going to invoke the one-minute rule. Alex told me that...
they'll know I'm kidding, but you know.
Sure.
But, will you tell Thruston and Don Jackson and...
I will, sir.
And Glenn Davis and I don't know what other originals are here, but...
Keating, I'll call on him.
Oh, sure, Ken is
fine.
Here.
You tell him about calling him. Yes, and I should tell you, sir, that if you do feel moved to call upon Bob Michael, he's prepared to sing. I don't know whether you're so disposed, but...
How will he sing? He has to have a piano, doesn't he?
He's worked that out. He's apparently been down and talked to your musical director, and...
Yeah, well, I think those will do it, and just tip those off, and then I'll just hit a few. I didn't know... says Mr. and Mrs. Calvin Boggs.
I think it's a brother. I think it's a brother of Cale. It's either a brother or a cousin.
Is he a member?
No, he's Cale's guest.
Well, Cale's a member, though.
Cale's a member, and the Calvin Boggs is a relative who is the guest of Cale.
Yeah, okay. All right, fine. We'll see you, Dave.
Well, everybody's looking forward to it very much, Mr. President. Thank you.